Jim Jordan seeks details on potential government influence on Google's woke Gemini AI. By Lucas Nolan on March 4, 2024. House Republicans led by Jim Jordan, RO, are demanding information from Google regarding the level of U.S. government involvement in the development of its ultra-woke AI chatbot, Gemini. The New York Post reports that the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Google on Saturday insisting that all communications between federal entities and Google and parent company Alphabet related to Gemini be provided to the committee by March 17. Committee Chair Jim Jordan expressed alarm over reports that the Gemini team implemented guidelines from the Biden White House stating that AI systems must advance equity. This concept argues that historically marginalized racial groups should be promoted ahead of others regardless of merit. Jordan suggested such influence from the administration could violate the First Amendment. The letter raised concerns that Alphabet has censored First Amendment-protected speech as a result of government agencies' requests and demands in the past. Breitbart News previously reported that Google's market value plunged by $90 billion amid controversies surrounding its new generative AI service Gemini. The ultra-woke AI became instantly famous for erasing white people from history, facing widespread mockery for not only its wildly inaccurate images, but also defending pedophilia and Joseph Stalin. Many media outlets quickly noted that Gemini seemed to be deliberately biased against white people, citing the ahistorical images as proof. Elon Musk, who recently acquired Twitter, also noted the issue and singled out Google leaders like Gemini product lead Jack Kravchuk, who has a history of tweeting out his anger against white privilege and even crying after voting for Joe Biden. In one post from 2018, Kravchuk stated, "This is America where racism is the number one value our populace seeks to uphold above all." The controversy first came to light after users noted that Gemini refused to generate images of white people and instead produced more racially diverse portrayals. For example, inquiries about the Founding Fathers, Popes, and Vikings yielded non-white representations. Imgisa Chetin, founder of AI firm Genie AI, commented that while preventing offensive outputs is understandable, it says don't write anything racist or sexist, but then you start affecting the truth. George Washington was not a black guy. So it's really big danger, manipulating reality. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.